In some of your more recent podcasts, you've addressed topics like wellness for nurses, PTSD in nursing, and violence towards nurses. What are the consequences that can result from failing to adequately address these issues?
I think we're already seeing it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've talked about it on the podcast, which is, for those of you who haven't heard our podcast, I mean, we're seeing a huge amount of burnout mm-hmm. in nurses.
People are staying at the bedside for such, like, much shorter amount of times.
Yeah, because people don't want to go in and be abused. And so, really, if you look at that issue, you see higher burnout rates in nurses because of things like violence in healthcare, violence towards nurses, PTSD. People are leaving the career altogether. They're not just leaving their unit or their hospital. They're leaving the career. And as we see, like, the baby boomers are getting older, they're going to be retiring, and you've got greater, higher burnout on nurses that are at the bedside right now that are leaving the career, mass exodus. And I can't even imagine what it's going to look like after COVID. I know people personally who have left the career already amidst COVID.
I do too.
But so the consequences of this are that you have a huge turnover rate in nursing staff, which makes the hospitals hire new grad nurses who have less experience, who help perpetuate then these issues because the new grad nurses don't know how to effectively address the issues. And all of this turnover, in essence, costs the hospital more money because you have to train people more frequently. You lose staff and you get new staff that doesn't have the education. So you're actually spiking the cost of healthcare up by not taking care of your nursing staff.
And you also have a group of smart, capable people with degrees who are looking around thinking, I don't have to take this.
Right.
You know, I mean, obviously we all need and want our jobs, but there definitely has, I have felt a shift in terms of what people are willing to tolerate at work and what they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And hospitals need to address it.
Look no further than the massive amounts of people that are moving from bedside nurse to nurse practitioner because it gets them out of, like, frontline care. I mean, yeah, you're dealing with patients and you're prescribing meds, but you're not boosting them and wiping their butt and doing all those things.
Right.
You know, you're caring at a different level. And there's, like, a huge push of nurses that are going to NP school. And so you're losing all those people at the bedside. So I guess I think the biggest consequence is high turnover rates and a spike in the cost of financial care.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Where you could be reinvesting that money into your staff and their wellness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and absolutely.
And saving yourself money, honestly.
Yeah, truthfully. Well, I mean, when we talk about the Prasganium and we talk about my master's thesis, where we address the fact that it really does all come down to taking care of your staff. And if you take care of your staff and they are happy and satisfied and engaged in their work, they will provide better care for the patients.
Absolutely.
It's very cyclical. So when you don't take care of your staff, they're not taking care of their patients. Poor Prasgany, poor HCABs, poor government reimbursement. You go the other way. You take care of your staff. They provide better care, better survey results, more money back to you. It's just, it's crazy to me that people aren't focusing on taking care of their staff.
Mm-hmm.